Well, that was the most fun I've had in weeks. I didn't know they did that. That was freaking awesome. Well, good for you, Fountains of Wayne. Really just make my day a lot more exciting. Anyway, it is... Wait for it. Hold on. You have 3, 2, 1. All right, it's 8 o'clock. So that means Monday Morning Madness has officially ended. But don't worry, I am still here. I'll be here till 10 in the morning today on a long, long trip. What I think I want to do today for this 2 hours, because I just don't have 2 hours of music just randomly planned out. What I think I want to do is I want to play the Suburbs Arcade Fire's album from 2010. Was it 2010? I'll look into that. I think it was 2010. I want to play that in full. That usually takes around an hour and 15, 16 minutes. Of course, we'll add a couple for the mandatory FCC PSAs and station identifications when necessary. But I want to play that for you because I love that album. So close to my heart. It is such an amazing piece of work. And one of the most phenomenal, just like, concept albums as a whole. We don't really get nowadays the album as a piece of work so much as a collection of songs. And The Suburbs is a kind of album where you really can't, I mean, you can listen to it one song at a time, but really it all comes together when you play it as a whole, and it is just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece of music. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to play it for you. Just listen, you know, just do your thing. But it's an amazing piece of work, and the lyrics are phenomenal, like best lyrics I've ever seen on a concept album. It is so great, and it's phenomenal. So I'll stop talking. I'll play my my necessary PSAs, do my station ID, and then we'll get started. So let's do a real quick PSA, cover ourselves for the hour. We should do one of these SSDP ones. I feel like Win Butler of Arcade Fire would be okay with that.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, boys and girls, let's get it moving. There's your PSA for the 8 o'clock hour. So I'm going to play you the first, you know, I guess three sides of The Suburbs. It's on vinyl. I don't know if I mentioned that. I think it's a lot more fun, at least as a DJ, just watch the record spin and not have to constantly be queuing things up on Spotify. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's freeform radio. Freeform meaning we can do whatever we want, including shutting up for an hour and 15 minutes and just playing a beautiful album. So here you go, The Suburbs by Arcade Fire on vinyl. Perhaps the most beautiful concept album of this generation, of this decade. Enjoy. I'm sorry, I dropped the needle poorly. Hold on, let me try it again. There we go. All right, enjoy. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
We'll be right back. Thank you. knew where to go and what to do. Wasted hours that you make new and turn into a life that we can live. Some cities make you lose your head. Here in my own.
So a cool fact about the suburbs on vinyl is that this piano, little riff, whatever you want to call it here, tracks all the way into the center of the record. So I'm watching the needle right now. It's just at the end of the song. And as it starts to move in, it's moving in right now, the piano doesn't stop. So theoretically, this could keep going forever. I probably won't let you listen to that, because it'll probably drive us all crazy. So give me one second. I'm going to go pull this off. Okay, I'm back. Anyway, so I have to kill some time here, because I need to do a station ID at 8:55. So I've got to talk to you for a little bit. But it's actually really cool. Arcade Fire, on the suburbs and on Neon Bible, they have a little sound bite that kind of travels through the center of the record when you're playing it, which is really, really neat. And it was always surprising when you first listen to it. Also, their vinyl version of Reflector, I heard somewhere, and I still haven't been able to find it. I have a copy of the vinyl version, but I've heard somewhere that there is a hidden track in the album, obviously, and it's a little bit easier to find on CD than it is on vinyl, obviously, but apparently there's like some sort of second groove on the Reflector vinyl if you put the needle in the right place when you start the album that allows you to hear the hidden track, which I think would be super, super cool. But anyway, we have one more side of the suburbs to go. That should take us to around, 8:20 or 9:20 or so. And then I'll just do some stupid things, until 10 o'clock. We used to wait, though. That last song is a phenomenal song about, obviously, technology and writing love letters and how that's not a thing anymore. If I went through the meaning of the lyrics behind every single song in this album, we could be here for days and days and days. It is such a cool piece of music. What comes up next? It was track number 12. So next looks like Sprawl number 1 is the first track on the next side of the album. So, all right, I think we're ready. It's 8:55. Let me go flip this record, and then we can get started. Give me one second, listeners. Wow, I flipped the record. That was exciting. Okay, so we're going to start the last side of the suburbs now here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's freeform radio station. I'm Adam Kercheval, sticking with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Let's knock the rest of this sucker out, and then we can get back to some assorted music. But for now, fourth side of the suburbs, 2010 album by Arcade Fire.
Cops showing their eyes.
the earth.